In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to extend a perfect wish for you during this 4th of July weekend. Drive safely. Don't go over the speed limit. Go where you're going. Enjoy this wonderful day that we remember that we in the United States are a free country. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is promised to all of us, especially to the babies in the womb, the babies that are black. I want to say there is a holocaust of black babies. Most people that go to Planned Parenthood are black people, and there is a holocaust of black babies. I want to say, Father, save the children in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you, between the 19th and the 25th of July at the Crown Plaza, Woburn, Mass., we have the School of the Holy Spirit, the 19th to the 25th, Crown Plaza, the School of the Holy Spirit. We only have a room for 20 more people. Dial this number, 847-962-7307. I'll say it again, 847-962-7307. School of the Holy Spirit that you would register for, 847-962-7307. Hallelujah. The Lord is risen from the dead. The Lord has conquered sin and death by his holy cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I'm looking at the 15th chapter, 26th verse. When the Advocate comes, that's the Holy Spirit, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of truth, and he witnesses to Jesus, who is the truth, who comes from the Father. He will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. We have the same vocation as the Holy Spirit, to witness to Jesus, to witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogue. So Jesus is promising persecution. An hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so they are offering worship to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. To know Jesus is to know the Father. He is the image of the invisible God. But I have said these things to you so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Going to be assumed, he's going to rise up to heaven. Yet none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow fills your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. I tell you, we need the Holy Spirit. I tell you, the Holy Spirit is the key in every ministry. Do we give him our surrender? Do we give him our love? Do we ask Jesus to send the Holy Spirit upon us? Oh, yes. When I preach the gospel and someone says, that's for me, the Holy Spirit did that. The Holy Spirit did that. I saw Father Eric yesterday, and he had a shoulder problem, and we prayed over the phone. He was completely healed. Oh, yes, that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. I will send to you, and when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. They don't believe in Jesus. That's the great sin, not giving our lives to Jesus. That's the great sin, not giving our lives to Jesus. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. I'm going to ascend to the Father. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. That's the devil. The ruler of this world. And I'm going to tell you, he tries to destroy God's people. He tries to destroy God's people. Oh, yes. People that have planned on going to the school of the Holy Spirit, I can bet you that the enemy is trying to make you look another way. He's trying to torment you. Torment is never of God. You must know that. Torment is never of God. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Who is truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He will guide you to Jesus, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Oh, yes. I had a prophecy in 1995, and I was reading it, and I read it over the radio. It's like things that are happening today. It says that the churches would be closed. It said that our only hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in anything else, not in our money, not in our name, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our only hope is in him. Do you know that? He will glorify me. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Oh, yes. What is Jesus? Oh, mine. All that the Father has is mine, and all I have is the Father's. Oh, yes. He is God, second person in the Blessed Trinity. For this reason, I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while you will see me again. He's going to ascend to the Father. Then some of the disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying to us, a little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father? They said, what does he mean by this little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, are you discussing among yourselves what I meant when I said a little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, people will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy with the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy of having brought a human being into the world. I tell you, it's so important. When someone is pregnant and has the baby, they go through a lot of pain. But they don't think about the pain anymore. They think about the new baby that needs to be taken care of, that needs to be fed, that needs to be cleaned. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So you have pain now, But you will see me again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Again, Jesus, on the night before he died, said, my joy I give to you. We need that joy. I need that joy. You need that joy. Oh, yes, I want my first love back, Jesus. I surrender to you all my life, all I have, all I am, all I ever would be, will be. I surrender my whole life to you, Lord Jesus. I have nothing but you, really. I have a lot of people who love me, and that's wonderful, but he's the only one I have when I go to bed. Oh, yes, he's the only one I have when I shut the door. On that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. If you ask anything of the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give it to you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that people would click on their radio, snap on their radio, so that they would hear about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for us, that he was buried, and that he rose from the dead. You know, many people talk about evangelization, and they have no idea what it is. Evangelization has content. Jesus shed his blood for us, and he died on the cross. Oh, yes. He was buried and rose again on the third day. That's real. That's evangelization. It has content. Now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. Ask in the name of Jesus that your joy may be complete. Again, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that many people will snap on their radio today and hear the gospel and hear the truth that Jesus wants to give us joy, that he's going to the Father, he's going to ascend, and he's going to give the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, remember what he said, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit, my Lord. How we need the Holy Spirit. We have nothing to do and nothing to give without the Holy Spirit. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but will tell you plainly of the Father. Do you know that? That hour is here. That hour is here. On that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you. Why? Because you have loved me. I love you, Jesus. The Father loves me because I love Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm not ashamed to say to the world, I love Jesus Christ. He is my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Messiah. He is everything to me. Apart from him, I have nothing. Apart from him, I have nothing. He said today in one of the readings, why do you boast? Everything you have has been given to you. Oh, yes. There's no room for boasting. Everything I have has been given to me by the Heavenly Father. The Father himself loves you because you have loved me and believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world again. I am leaving the world and I'm going back to the Father. Oh, yes, he ascends into glory, but he's going to give us the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the one who will testify to Jesus as Peter testifies to Jesus on the day of Pentecost. Yes, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figures of speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to ask you questions. By this we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered, do you now believe? The hour is coming indeed. It has come when you will be scattered, each one to his home, and you will leave me alone. That happened at Gethsemane. They're all scattered. They denied knowing Jesus. That happened. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep scatter. They were afraid. They were afraid. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have said this to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world. Do you know that Jesus has conquered the world? Do you know he has conquered you? He has conquered me. Oh, yes. You say, but I don't understand. Just say Jesus. He's enough. I need you, Jesus. That's enough. Then you begin to understand, because he gives you the Holy Spirit. Yes, you say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, be my Lord. We look at the chapter 17. After this had he spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son. The glorification of Jesus in John's gospel happens on the cross, not only in the resurrection. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people. Do you know that Jesus has authority over you and authority over me? I was talking about the Spirit of God. I was talking about the Spirit of God, the anointing of the Spirit. That anointing can be not only something that leads us to Jesus. You might have an anointing to do business. It's a gift that God gives to you, and you must be generous with that gift. You might have the anointing to care for children. Oh, yes, to care for children. So that anointing is given to you, and you must have children to love and take care of. I have been given an anointing to preach the Word of God by the grace of God. Everything I have has come from the Father. Since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. Eternal life. Here we go again. Eternal life. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is this, that we would know the Father and Jesus Christ, whom he sent. And who gives us that eternal life? The Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I glorified you on earth, Jesus says to the Father, by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. Do you know that Jesus was from all eternity and beyond eternity? He always lived as the Son of God in the Father's bosom. The Holy Spirit also lived in the Father's bosom. I tell you, do you know who he is? Do you know that he loves you? Do you know that he says, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed? I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. Again, we are called to be in the world, but not of the world. The apostles were given from the world to do what? To manifest the glory of God, to preach the word of God in season and out of season, to bring healing to the sick. I tell you, it's the same today. Healing to the sick. We need to lay hands upon people. You too. The scripture says, you shall lay hands upon the people and they shall be healed. I say to the Lord sometimes, I'm not going to do the healing. I'm just laying my hands upon the people. Today, again, I had Father Eric with me, and he was astounded that through the telephone he was healed. But you know what? It's for him too, to go and do these things. It's not only for me, it's for him too, and it's for you too. Oh yes, they were yours and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that I gave to me, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Do you believe that the Father sent his only Son? Do you believe that the Father, I believe. Do you love the Son? I love Jesus. If you love Jesus, you're with the Father also. Oh yes, how we need to love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, people, do you love Jesus? Oh, yes, we love Jesus. Are you sure you love Jesus? Very sure we love Jesus. Tell me why you love Jesus. This is why we love Jesus. Because he first loved me, loved us. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, women, do you love Jesus? Do you really love Jesus? Tell me why you love Jesus. This is why we love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, men, do you love Jesus? Oh, yes, we love Jesus. Are you sure you love Jesus? Very sure I love Jesus. Tell us why you love Jesus. This is why we love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has come, that the Lord has planned. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, and be glad in him, and be glad in him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. We praise you, we bless you, Lord. We adore you, for you are God and Almighty. You are God in the flesh, true God and true man. Oh, Lord, as I look at the Eucharist, you are totally present there, true God and true man. Hallelujah. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you. How great is our God. How great is his name. How great is our God. Forever the same. He rolled back the water of the mighty Red Sea, oh yeah, and he said, I'll never leave you, put your trust in me. How great is our God, how great is his name, how great is our God, forever the same. He rolled back the water of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I'll never leave you, put your trust in me. Are you trusting him today? Are you trusting him today? Even if you gave your life to Jesus 60 years ago, are you trusting him today? Trust Jesus. I remember when I was just converted to the Lord, that I was having a hard day. I was on the beach, and there was this sky writer writing, and he wrote T-R-U-S-T. He wrote trust, and I knew that the Lord was speaking to me to trust him during the hard day that I was having, to trust him. I need to trust the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 If you're coming to the School of the Holy Spirit, you dial 847-962-7307. 7307. Have a safe 4th of July weekend, and thank God for this country that we have freedom and we have free worship. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.